TalkZone.com!
Usually, when you hear an attorney and an athlete working together, either the athlete is in trouble with the law or involved in a contentious contract negotiation. I'm attorney David Spada, here with former Chicago Bear Robin Earl, and that's not the case here. You're listening to Barely Legal. Let me brief you on what Barely Legal is about. For the next hour, Rob and I will talk sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and tackle the hot legal issues affecting athletes. And now, Barely Legal.
All right, Super Bowl weekend. Welcome back to another edition of the Barely Legal Show. And we are back better than ever here on TalkZone.com. My name is Robin Earl, former tight end fullback for your Chicago Bears. And David, I'm playing a little bit hurt today as I've been battling a chest cold. But I have my cup of Stewart's coffee and my pipes are deep as ever. My co-host today and every week is my good friend sitting to my left, attorney David Spada. And actually, if you're on live stream right now, you can see the camera. David's to my left. I'm pointing at him right now. You know, he's that good-looking guy over here. And
he needs a haircut.
Yeah, hey, we got lots to talk about today, David. We got Super Bowl Sunday. The Bears finally get an offensive coordinator. Only took them 27 days. The Bulls' five-game winning streak is over. And the Blackhawks finally come home after a successful 5-3 road trip. So we've got some good storylines there. I'm really excited about our guest today. And what a great lineup. We're going to have former Bulls Charles Oakley, who was scheduled last week, but he will be joining us momentarily. The face of the Houston Oilers, in my opinion, legendary coach Bum Phillips. And we'll wrap up with Everson Walls, a four-time Pro Bowler who played defensive back in Super Bowl 25 for the New York Giants. And what better to talk to a guy who actually played in the Super Bowl, since that is Super Bowl weekend, right, David?
Exactly. We want to talk to some guys who actually played, not like some of these Bear players.
Yeah, but perhaps Everson's greatest accomplishment wasn't on the gridiron, but his heroic donation of his own kidney to a former teammate, Ron Springs, in March of 07. Man, that's touching. I mean, I saw the story, you know, they had it on TV, and man, you can write a book and a movie about the, you know, what happened in that situation.
They must have been real close friends, because I don't know if I could do that for someone, going under the knife. And
unbelievable. And let's thank our great sponsors here on the Barely Legal Show. Stewart's Coffee, your law offices, David Spada's, Bolingbrook Country Club, and of course, no other than Wow Mobile Cellular, the only cell phone service that is absolutely free when you refer three to the WOW Wireless Service. And, of course, David Olson, our producer behind the glass, who's coordinating all the buttons back there that light up. Thank you, David.
He must go like 3-4 hours straight when we go on our show, because when I walk in here, like 10 o'clock this morning, he was doing a show. He's doing that one at 11.
He's a busy guy, man. How's the kids? Everything going? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Thumbs up. Kids are great. And if you want to call in, and we do, and, you know, obviously you got to be listening live to call in.
So you can't call in if you're listening to the podcast?
No, I don't think so. But we do run 12 noon to 1 o'clock Central, and the number here is 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. And, of course, that is Go For It. 888-GO-FOR-IT. I like that slogan, because it is all about getting after it this weekend. We've got the Saints and
the Colts.
Peyton Manning's Colts, and I see the spread actually dropped. The line dropped from 6 to 5 this morning.
It went from 3 to 6. Now it's down to 5.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess because of some injuries with the Colts.
Yeah, Freeney's got that ankle problem.
Yep, and like you, you know, I listen to a lot of AM radio in the morning. I start my day at about 5:30, and they were talking about, let's see, we had Jim Miller was on the Score, and he mentioned that media day yesterday that Freeney came out in flip-flops and wasn't walking very comfortably.
Okay, so, if you got an ankle problem, why are you wearing flip-flops? Don't you want to get that ankle stabilized?
Well, understand something, though, that he can't get his foot in his shoe because it's so swollen. So what are you going to do? The most comfortable thing you can wear, David, trust me when I say this, I had a turf toe back in 1978. Man, those are the most painful things. I mean, your foot swells up like a balloon, and you can't get your foot into your shoe. So you wear flip-flops.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah,
those
right.
Are like the most uncomfortable shoes around, the flip-flops. And same thing with the Crocs. These kids and wearing these Crocs all the time. I have to get them for my kids for the summer, the winter. I said, how could you wear this? It's like wearing plastic on your feet.
Yep.
The kids go, we love them. And the same thing with the flip-flops. They love wearing them. Robin, the Super Bowl is what, the number one betting weekend of the year?
Well, I would assume so. It's the most, one of the most watched events in the world.
You and I were listening to the show before us, and the guy was mentioning that he bet $1 million on a couple occasions and won. Do you think he's full of shit, or you think he actually did that?
You know what? $1 million, I'd be a little bit nervous. I guess he said he did it twice and won.
But whoever tells you when they lose, when they gamble.
Well, obviously they know his name. Is the IRS going to be knocking on his door?
You'll see the feds there knocking on his door saying, where's our 40% plus the penalties for not paying on time?
Yeah, as we're waiting, hopefully we're going to get Charles Oakley on the phone here.
Now, Charles knows our number. He called the 888 goal for it, but he called about a half hour ago.
Yeah. Hey, now, you know what's interesting is because the Bulls go on this five-game winning streak, and you know what? It was the first time ever in the history of the NBA that on the road, five consecutive wins against 500-plus teams. Did you know that?
I found that out after they did it, but I'm thinking to myself, you're telling me that the Bulls never did it in their heyday, or the Celtics didn't do it a couple years ago, or some of these other teams. I mean, you think it would have been done with the Lakers back in Wilt Chamberlain's
time. Yeah, they won five in a row, but the thing is that were the teams 500 or better on their record, see, when they played them.
Right. I mean, you never think, but I guess with the parity in the NBA nowadays, there's more teams that are just right over 500, a couple games. You don't have the elite teams in the basement. Everyone's pretty much equal. I mean, look at the Bulls. They got clipped by the Clippers last night, and the Clippers were the last team to beat them, and the Clippers don't look like that great of a team. I mean, you beat five teams with winning records, and you lose to the Clippers.
Well, you know what? You come home after a very successful road trip, five wins. Then they come home. They have 2 days off to get ready to play the lowly Clippers and then to get their butt kicked. I mean, they were down double digits most of the game. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, now that is where I've got an issue with the coach. That coach has got to prepare that team at home. You've had a couple days rest. The Clippers are flying all the way out from L.A., and you lay a frickin' turd. That's ridiculous.
Did you used to do that when you guys went to play Houston or Orleans when Bump Phillips was coaching?
No, actually, we laid a big egg down there, and I think David was trying to get Charles Oakley on the phone. We're going to get Bum. We might as well get Bum on the phone. Let's bring up the guy with the big 10-gallon hat. But anyway, my rookie year, and I'll bring this up to Bum. Hopefully, okay, we're gonna give Oakley 5 minutes here before we bring Bum on, but. He'll probably remind me of my rookie year we went down there and got spanked 49-0. It was the worst defeat in my professional career.
What happened? Who was your quarterback? Was that Avellini or Evans?
Yeah, no, that was Avellini. It was just one of those games where the Oilers scored every way but lose. I think Billy White Shoes Johnson scored on a punt return, a kickoff return, and a catch. So, you know, he's doing his little leg dance in the end zone.
Okay, was it Avellini's fault or Walter's fault?
No one's fault. We just got our butts handed to us.
You just don't want to hang Avellini out to dry.
He'll
be chasing you with the golf club.
I'd have to go back and see what
the stats were
because, you know, look, the offense didn't show up and apparently the defense didn't either, but look at special teams. They had three special teams. They had a block punt. Of course, Billy White Shoes Johnson ran back a punt and then there was some other interception, whatever, you know, so.
And Earl Campbell probably ran all over you guys that day.
Hey, you know what? Something came, you know, we are the Barely Legal Show, and we got to have some legal stuff in here every once in a while. Hey, what about, and I want to pull up Donna Kelly's website to see what the results were with her second appellate court running for judge.
I know you're a big fan. You made it clear last week.
She sent me a Facebook request, you know, friend, and she's got a new picture on there. She looked pretty hot. So, what about this guy with the shoe, this terrorist in a shoe that was going to blow up the plane? And did you hear anything on the news about it?
I heard that now under the new federal rules, Obama is giving them the right to remain silent. It's not like the old days where they would basically waterboard them, do whatever they have to get confessions out of them or get names. So basically this guy was told.
Well, he's already gone to trial. Okay, according to this email that's been circulating here.
There's been no trial. He's been talking. What I heard is a guy, you're talking about the one over Christmas Day,
I'm talking about the ruling by Judge William Young, U.S. District Court, delivered the statement, quote, Okay.
Oh, I'm talking about the guy on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
The guy on Christmas Day. Did you hear about this one? I heard about this yesterday. He was told he had the right to remain silent, and he didn't have to say anything. If this guy is sitting there trying to blow up an airplane, why are you giving him legal rights? He's not a U.S. citizen. Do whatever you have to protect our country. But again, Obama and his administration are protecting these people, saying that they have rights and all this. You know what? People have rights too, but when you're bringing a bomb on the plane, trying to bring it down, you lose your legal rights. You don't have the right to sit there and keep silent here. We got to stop this from happening here.
You know what? It says here, remember the guy who got on a plane with a bomb inside the shoe and tried to light it?
Okay, that was a couple years ago.
Okay, yeah. Actually, it's 2003. I'm reading the dates.
Is that long ago now?
Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't hear much about that, did we?
No.
But the judge, of course, gave him life sentence and really cracked down on him.
What are you going to crack down on him? You're putting him in a prison.
Feeding him, so it costs the American taxpayers about $100,000 a year to keep him confined.
I'm sure your son, who is in the military, loves hearing that.
Yeah. Hey, let's get back to Super Bowl weekend here. And by the way,
I want to see the Saints win. I want to see Drew Brees. I want to see a team that hasn't won the Super Bowl win. I'm tired of hearing about Peyton Manning and the Colts.
And they're all business.
I want to see New Orleans sit there, run the ball, pass the ball, and just make that whole Colts defense look bad, because I don't want to hear about the Colts running this cover 2, Tampa 2, Lovey 2, and then Lovey come back and say, look, the Colts won the Super Bowl playing the defense, so they're doing something right. You know what? They're not running it anymore. The new defensive coordinator here is using some cover 2. He's basically changed it up a little, kind of like Ron Rivera did when he was coaching the Bears before he got the axe.
You know what? I want to see a 49-50 game. That's what I want to see. Make it exciting.
49? You mean 50-49?
Yeah, or 40-50, or 49-50, whatever. I want to see a high-scoring game. I have no idea what the over and under is, but it's got to be, I'm going to guess,
55,
probably around that area. It'll probably blow past by the third quarter.
Oh, exactly. You know? I mean, Drew Brees, the guy is a midget, but he gets the job done. We had that midget at quarterback, Rex Grossman. He couldn't do it, but Drew Brees is just rock solid. He gets the thing done, throws for over 4,000 yards every year. I mean, he's got good receivers, but I don't think Marcus Colston's some great stud. He was an undrafted free agent.
Do you think Charles Oakley got screwed up his time or something? He calls in here, what?
11:30.
He's 35 minutes early, and you told him around 12:05, right?
Exactly.
Call back in.
I talked to his assistant, but I think he's giving Tiger Woods marriage advice.
Who knows? My goodness. Hey, maybe Greg Odom. Who knows?
Greg Odom, Tiger, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, son of a gun.
Your boy, your former teammate McMahon's out there making comments now, saying that you got to be pretty smart to play quarterback. When they talked about Cutler.
Yeah, you do. And you know, hey, what about what? As I lost my chain of thought, it must be a senior moment here.
McMahon never, basically, I don't think of McMahon as a rocket scientist. Robin.
But, you know, Mac's just, is a strange character. You know, when you play at any level, they say I'm strange, you know, because we're kind of freaks. We're a little bit of freaky. I guess anybody who plays in the National Football League is a little bit of a freak. Lawyers are freaks.
Everybody's a freak.
Everyone's a freak.
Except producers of radio shows.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Sound guys.
Yeah, sound guys in the back there, you know.
But come on. McMahon, he was no rocket scientist. Me and him had a run-in a couple months ago.
Well, you'd be surprised, you know, how smart he is, really. I mean, the game of football. It's like Brett Favre. He probably couldn't pass an ACT. He'd probably score a 15 on an ACT. But when you line him up, he can assimilate, you know, he can, you know, gather all the information. He knows where to go with the ball. And, you know, he's just that second sense or two or eight sense, what the hell they call it. That allows him to play at that caliber, because you know there's only what 32 starting quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Was it the plays that were good why he was successful with the Bears, or was it he knew when to audible or what to do?
What do you mean about McMahon?
Yeah,
no, they had a damn good defense, and they put him in good field position all the time. Let's face it, you got the greatest running back ever to play the game of Sweetness. All right, so now when Mac finally stepped in 82, all right, in 83 we started to grow, and of course I left, but the defense got better because they added Wilbur Marshall and a couple of key players. Now all of a sudden you've got the best defense ever assembled, basically, and then he's got the best running back with a hell of a line, because that line started working together in the late 70s. I mean, shit, he just stepped into a situation like no other.
So Avellini could have took him to the Super Bowl with that line.
Probably.
Vince Evans?
And that defense.
Or Vince wasn't that great of a quarterback.
And Vince, too. But, you know, look, there is a talent level between Avellini, Evans, and McMahon. McMahon had that ultra other, the leadership ability. In my opinion, he can lead men better than the other two. In my opinion.
Because what they're saying is with Mike Martz, with this system here, Culver should put up huge numbers, but Marks is going to have to let him roll out. And they're saying that the only problem could be is the talent level there at wide receiver, because he doesn't use the tight ends and at running back to make the system work. But when I was looking at St. Louis, I mean, they had some talented receivers, and they had Marshall Faulk, but yeah. I think that offense just seemed to click with him.
We'll have our NFL inside reporter here, Andy Mason, probably his last appearance since football's going to be over this weekend, but he's coming on towards the end of the show. Remember, Andy broke the news. He was first to break the news that Coach Mike Martz is going to be the offense coordinator. Why the heck did it take 27 days?
Here's the problem, I said. When Andy broke that story, he broke it like January 7th. He didn't get hired until January 31st, February 1st. People are saying, did Andy really break the story, or did he just throw a name out there, and then 30 days later, he just happened to be right? I mean, the longer they waited to hire him, the less credibility Andy had with that story. That's the only problem I have. I want to know, ask Andy, was he hired back on January 7th, and the Bears just wait to announce and went to this dog and pony show with the other coaches, or did he just get hired January 31st, February 1st.
You know, it's interesting how you're going to have, it seems like we're going to have a collection of coaches, and they're all former head coaches. You know, Tice, Lovey. You know, you take the tight end coach. I don't know that much about him. He was at Seattle last year.
He was a Seattle tight end coach. He was an offensive line coach the year before.
Okay.
You've got more credentials than he does.
Yeah.
He was at Michigan for like 25 years.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
Mikes. You got Mike Tice. You got Mike Martz, and you got this Mike.
Unbelievable. Hey, you know what? Love you to just say, hey, Mike! And they'll just raise his hand and come forward. What the hell? But, you know, I think Tice is going to bring some toughness to the O-line. I mean, we really need some help there, and they better start drafting toward that area.
There's no draft picks.
Well, we got second and third. You know, you start finding your good linemen about that third, fourth, fifth round anyway.
The only thing I think our GM could find is maybe a sandwich or something at Hallis Hall, ham sandwich, because he hasn't found much. He found Devin Hester and Lance Briggs, and that's about it.
Yeah. You know what we'll do here? I'll have Dave. We're going to wrap here for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to get Bum Phillips on the phone, hopefully, and have a chat with the coach, the legendary, the 10-gallon hat. Is that what they call it? 10-gallon or 5-gallon? Or I don't know how they figure that out.
Depends how much liquor you put in there.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. This is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl. My partner, David Spada, will be back in a couple minutes.
This is attorney David Spada. Since 2001, I've been advertising on The Score. I've represented listeners who have been injured at work, in a car accident, or have received a traffic violation. Insurance companies have individuals representing their interests. You should too. Other attorneys have come and gone, but I'm still here. I'm an attorney you can rely on. When it comes to resolving your case, you can count on me. Call me, attorney David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
When you hear a police siren, what's your first thought? Well, it should be to call our guy, attorney David Spada. Going to court without David is a huge mistake and may result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. Brian, what should scoreheads do?
Not screw up. They should call our guy, David Spada. Call David at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. David Spada, our guy, a score guy, and an attorney you can count on.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
The Stewart's family has a proud history of providing Chicago with the finest coffees and teas since 1913. William A. Stewart created Stewart's Private Blend and founded the company on the idea of quality and his insistence on consistency of taste. Today, three generations and a long list of special blends later, the Stewart's family still roasts and blends the finest coffees available. They remain Chicago's hometown favorite, and their popularity has crossed the country. Try it for yourself. Check out the list of upcoming events where you can sample their coffee and get some great discounts and coupons at Stewart's.com.